Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Excuse me. Now, excuse me again. I just had to take a sip of water there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. One more time, that's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I'd be willing to bet you it's warmer there than it is here, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody.
Well, they're not going to be outside very long because it's drizzling a little, rain on and off, and it's 50 degrees on my porch. What's it over there where you're at?
Right now, Captain, we're at 63 degrees.
See? Balmy. And you got warm weather over there now, because we're going to get into that in the weather. You got some very warm weather over there right now.
That's right.
Send it this way.
We'll do our best. Absolutely.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States. Of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, of course, the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a second here, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
You know, folks, there have been plenty of smash-and-grab robberies recently, but what GoFundMe tried to do to Canada's Freedom Convoy takes stealing to a whole new level. Yeah, a whole new low. Now, Carl, you follow me on that?
Oh, yes.
Now, a fundraiser hosted on GoFundMe for the Canadian truckers protesting vaccine mandates had raised some $8 million. Then GoFundMe tried to claim the protests violated its terms of service, which prohibits the promotion of violence and harassment. So, GoFundMe announced it would just take the donated money and distribute it to their other verified charities instead. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what they initially said they wanted to do. That's right.
Okay. Now, after pushback from the Republican congressional leaders, GoFundMe backed down. They promised automatic refunds for all the donations to the people that gave them the money, and those who wanted to support the Freedom Convoy could do so through the website Give, Send, Go, which I don't believe is related to them in any way. Is that correct?
As far as we know, that's right.
Okay. But everybody should remember GoFundMe tried to keep millions of dollars and direct them far from their intended beneficiaries. I am going to submit to people right now that you never, ever again trust GoFundMe and don't use them with anybody's money or anybody's issue. Thoughts?
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things that we're seeing in terms of trying to squelch speech or to squelch people's ability to support a group that they agree with or are support their cause is we're seeing this really coming from the private sector or big tech in some ways more than we're seeing it coming from, you know, directly from some government body. And that's a little bit scary because you've got the private sector people then picking who they like as opposed to hanging out a shingle and saying, we're going to help raise money for these different causes. Now, of course, they should have a, terms of service and standards and so forth, but to apply that to these truckers seemed to be very, you know, just wrong. It didn't seem to fit at all. They weren't promoting any kind of violence or anything like that. In fact, they were engaging in the kind of thing that Americans have engaged in for centuries, and that is bringing issues to the government for redress. And, of course, nobody supports violence or any of those kinds of things, but it seemed more like a pretext, doesn't it, Captain, in order to try to make sure the truckers don't get the money that we donated.
So with that in mind, did you see what happened at the busiest North American border crossing yesterday?
Well, that's right. I think they shut it down, basically.
The Freedom Convoy truckers shut down the Detroit-Windsor, Ontario port of entry on both sides of the border. This side and that side. They just pulled their trucks in there, they turned the keys off, and they walked away.
Well, that's right. It's akin, Captain, remember back in the day when people would be praised for doing like a sit-in, right, you know, at a school or the university or something like that in order to get their message across? Well, times might have changed, but, you know, we're still seeing people bring these issues to the fore in a nonviolent way.
Well, they shut the border down, and all those car parts that come across that border that keep those factories moving up there in Michigan weren't moving yesterday.
That's right.
We'll see what happens today. All right, folks, hang on. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. It is a Wednesday morning. Don't forget, coming up in hour number four, we've got our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. You're going to want to hear what he has to say, too.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. I talked yesterday to Dawn, who is Mike Lindell's personal assistant, and we were talking about some different things, and I was asking her about the specials that they had, and I said, should I be emphasizing one thing or another, or what should I be doing here? She says, just tell them to go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page, open up that page, you'll see 150 or so items for sale with insanely low prices. And she said they're 50% less, they're 67% less, they're 75% less. There's some buy one, get ones there. It's all right there on that page, Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. And there's not one thing I can tell you about that stands out anymore than all the different things that are there. The whole page is all about saving money, and you can do that by using my promo code, CAPTAIN, that's CAPTAIN, that'll get you the discounted prices. And if you want to call them on the phone, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Remember, they have a 60-day return program, so you can go over there, try the products with ease, and if it's something that isn't going to work for you, you got 60 days to return it back and either get something else or get your money back. Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com, telephone number 800-641-5459. And happy shopping, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
Joyless Reid. We haven't talked about her in a while, have we?
Nope.
Well, last night, she went nuts on a radio, on the television. And what she went nuts over was these Democratic-run states that are now getting rid of their COVID mandates because the people have yelled and screamed and hollered to the point to where they're saying, hey, man, that's it. And by the way, their polling numbers in those states, the Democrats have gone to hell in a handbasket. So Joy Reid goes, oh, no, 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 you can't give in. You got to hold the line. You got to this, you got to that. People are going to die. Children are going to die. Oh, it's going to be horrible. Oh, it's going to be terrible. Oh, oh, oh. Well, it's not. The numbers all debunk everything that she's trying to say, though.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, it's this. The drama has to, I guess, just continue. The drama and the fear and the, you know, the constant telling people, you know, that you just know better than everybody. And we all have to run around wearing masks, but also our children have to wear masks in school. Otherwise, no one is safe and we're all going to be lost, forever lost. It's a little too much. People have had enough. They also watch the reports and the numbers, and they understand the science and so forth. But unfortunately, Captain, the political aspect of this has taken on such a life of its own that I think these MSNBC hosts just can't let it go.
And even little Dr. Fauci hasn't been over there in a couple of days. Usually he's there every day spouting off, but he hasn't been over there in a couple of days because he can see the writing on the wall. By the way, his career dissipation light is dimming.
Well, yeah, he's certainly worn out his welcome, he's been the wrong messenger now for quite some time, because of the political fight that ensued, even under the Trump administration. And so it polarized everything, and we just couldn't move forward as a country. And Dr. Fauci, I think, was a big, big part of that.
Okay, and let's see here. We're going to go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Ian?
Yeah, it's Ian. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
We're busy. How about you?
I'm busy, too. Hey, I just wanted to bring in a few things.
Yeah.
The science didn't change. The science was always bogus, wacky leftism. What happened is the politics changed.
Right.
The Democrats, as dim-witted as they are, the leftists, the communists, whatever they are, the progressives, started reading the polls.
Yep.
That's what changed.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And they know their goose is cooked if they don't pivot away from this COVID madness. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the trucker thing up in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Very important. This is right up your alley, Captain.
Sure.
The truckers, who's ever behind this thing, is brilliant because they're deploying strategy number 4 of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals.
You bet.
Make your enemy live by his own rules. They took that number 4 and they reversed it against the Canadian government, and it's working.
Yep.
Point 2 about the trucker thing up there. The leftists, the communists, the progressives, whatever these nutballs are that run the United States, are looking at Canada and they're shaking in their boots because they don't want anything like this happening down here, because they realize if the truckers get politicized, we can use this against any kind of stupid leftism they try to ram down our throats. And the third point is, already, don't believe what the lying communist media is telling you,
right?
Okay, because they're either misrepresenting it or they're omitting it, which is a lie by omission. But already the truckers are getting results because they sparked a leadership change in the Conservative Party in Canada, which was heretofore useless. And if you can go on, even the Liberal Democrats, Trudeau's party, are starting to defect.
Yep.
And break away. So they sparked debate in the House of Commons, and they're breaking the united front of the left up there.
Yep.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Okay, and by the way, Kyle, it's not just the truckers that are involved in this.
Well, right. You're right about that. Yep.
Have you seen the farmers with their tractors?
Right, exactly.
Thousands of them. Thousands of them. Yeah, there's thousands of truckers that are involved in this, but all of a sudden the farmers took it upon themselves to stand up and support the truckers because they're caught up in all of this, too, with the high costs of this, that, and the other, and fuel, which is their number one expense to get their products in the ground and start growing and all that sort of stuff. Plus, if you've got a cold storage and you're trying to keep something during the winter so that you can continue to sell your crop from last fall, let's say, which happens a lot with fruits and vegetables. They can store it for lengths of time in what's called controlled atmosphere storage, where they actually seal the doors, set it at temperature, and it'll stay the way it's supposed to for 90 days or more.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Yep.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, Captain, of course, even what Ian was talking about, yeah, I think the American government is looking at what's happening. They're getting a little concerned. But it also reminds me, Captain, of that song by John Lennon, Power to the People. And this is exactly what the truckers represent at this point. And so very well. What a great object lesson. And that's what makes corrupt leaders quake in their boots, because they see the people responding and getting together for the right cause.
Well, I have been talking to people in the truckers movement, not only the one in Canada, but also the one that's trying to start up here in the United States. And the DOT, where they want to start this in the state of Washington, is really throwing up a wall against them to make it really difficult to do this. But they're going to try it anyway. But we'll see what happens, because, again, you have a different set of rules down here than you do up there. When we went to reciprocity, we were supposed to have the same rules and regulations for Mexico, for Canada, and for the United States. But it was impossible to do that because Canada for years had more hours available to them to drive, and Mexico never even knew what a logbook was. Hell, they'd come out here and drive till they drove off the road, those guys.
Right, and was that basically part of the back during the free trade agreement,
Bill Clinton,
kind of thing?
Bill Clinton started all of that. Yep. And they were supposed to come into play. They had so many years to have all the rules and the regulations, the truck inspections, the whole nine yards come into play. Matter of fact, you know how you could tell a Mexican truck?
What's that?
Here's the joke. You ready?
Yep.
And have a Peterbilt grill on an International Harvester frame.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it would be a jerry-rigged truck where they'd have parts from different trucks put on there. That was the Mexican truck.
Well, I'm sure the standards might have varied, across the board there. But, you know, Captain, again, you see people coming together, and it's outside of the prescribed liberal far-left agenda, and or what, however they prescribe for people to act in the relation to government. So they don't get it.
Okay, well, we've got Dan, the man from Indiana, on the line. And, Dan, we're coming up on a break, so I'm going to hold you over if that's okay with you. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so hang on. We're coming up on a break, and we'll get to you when we come back. Here comes the music right now. Okay, so Dan the Man and the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and I are going to get into a conversation. I'm sure we're going to be talking about the Canadian thing as well as some other stuff. Might even throw China into the mix, because lots and lots and lots of stuff going on in the world in which we live in right now. And I'm telling you, this is not going away anytime soon. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
An Illinois congresswoman is working on a bill to cut federal funding from school districts that are continuing to impose mask and vaccine mandates. Representative Mary Miller spoke to Newsmax.
In Illinois, we've got a picture of Governor Pritzker with the students without a mask on, and he's forcing these kids to be masked. A judge just ruled that he cannot continue with this in Illinois. I'm vigorously opposed to what they're doing to our students, which is why I propose these recent bills.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is facing pressure to lift federal COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates after several Democratic-led states announced they'll begin rolling back restrictions. The Daily Mail reported the Democratic governor of California, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon all announced plans to lift mask mandates indoors and/or in schools later this month or next. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
One, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I take on a regular basis every day. I've been taking it now for well over 7 years, and I take it because it works. Now, I have a problem with inflammation, swelling, and pain, especially my left leg, as well as my shoulder, my back, and my left wrist. And I take this, and it works. I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't. Now, the reason it works is because of the natural ingredients that are in it of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, what this does is it helps the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates the pain you're having with the problem that you've got going on by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Very important. 100% drug-free. All natural. And 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, is good for you. It's something your body needs to have, and it helps to support a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, too. So, give it a try. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And while you're there, take a look at some of the other health-related products they've got, because it's not just about Relief Factor. They've got other stuff there, too, and it will all help you out. So, relieffactor.com/captain, the three-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we had the Senior Emeritus Professor of Politics, Dan DeMann, in Lafayette, Indiana. So, good morning, Dan DeMann, and I understand you like those pictures when they talk about the truckers protesting up there in Canada, and they show the farmers on their tractors.
Yeah, that reminds me of 1979. Jimmy Carter, when the tractor cave.
Yep.
A little bit of history that most people don't know or have forgotten about. That, you know, those tractors only go 15 to 20 miles an hour, and some drove all the way to California. Wore out their equipment playing politics only to come back and bite them in the butt.
Yep.
Carter agreed with everything. Once the tractors went out of Washington, he reneged on it.
Yep.
So I kind of, you know, the most law-abiding country in the world is Canada. And to see the Canadian government act this way, it tells you how far left fingers are into everything now.
Uh-huh.
Agriculturally, this could be tricky because traditionally Canada punches above its weight.
Yep.
The population of Canada today, the United States had the same population during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
These farms in Canada are huge. And what you're seeing here, they produce a lot of stuff.
Well, you remember what a section of land is.
Used.
You remember what a section of land is, right? Section of land is 600 acres.
Right.
And they still use that policy up there in Canada for the big farms.
Yeah. Oh, the ones in Saskatchewan are huge. They're as big as some counties in the United States or in Indiana.
Yep.
Yeah. If you have 600 acres here, you'd be known as a hobby farmer.
Right.
That's not all it would be. And a lot of U.S. farms now nowhere near traditionally as big as they used to be. You know, you see a lot of this now, below 600. But I don't know how this is all going to turn out, except it's going to really interrupt the supply chain. You know, you've got a chip problem now with American-made cars. Well, you're not going to get parts to make the car now.
They're sitting there at Windsor.
Yeah, Windsor. Windsor, Canada's big Ford up there.
Yep.
The old 351 Windsor. That's why they called it that.
Yep.
It was made in Windsor, Canada. Yeah, they have the Ambassador Bridge blocked there in Detroit, both sides going to and from the United States. But, you know, this is how you get things done in a democracy, and this is what I like. No government dictates, no government mandates. You put the average person out there, and you let them voice their concerns. And that's what you're seeing with the truck drivers. I just hope that it doesn't get any worse than this, that nothing comes violent to that situation in Canada. But Trudeau, you know, he's showing his real colors.
And Trudeau is a wimp.
Yeah, but, you know, right now, it must be politicians and media people in general. They just don't get out around the average person much. They really don't have to bust their butt doing anything. And I think once you get into this, you know, now you got, you know, the Democrats know. Now, if they don't change their ways, they think they're going to have a red wave in November. That could be a red tsunami.
Well, you know,
and
CNN. Did you say you watch CNN?
Every now and then.
All right. Well, CNN last night put out the alarm. They said that this is something that Biden can't ignore anymore. When they get up there and they block the busiest border crossing in the United States.
I just hope he doesn't do something stupid like order the Michigan National Guard to clear the bridge or whatever.
They have done that before.
I just don't want to see it get ugly. Yeah. I think Joe Biden, it's a failed presidency now. It's official. His presidency has failed. I don't care how they're trying to prop this guy up, make him look tough, more commander-in-chief. It's not working. Once in politics, people start laughing at you. You're done.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're seeing here now. He looks like a clown. People think of him as a clown. And they're laughing at him like a clown.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really see Biden doing much of anything. It's going to be kind of on remote control now for the next couple. But I, like I said, I think if it's the worst case scenario in November, I think you're going to see them move him out somehow. And definitely, Hillary's going to be running in 2024. She could be the Ted Kennedy of 2024 when he ran against Carter.
Yep.
She can do it. I think she's the only one that's, but still, I don't know. Trump could win by default, too. But this whole thing with Trudeau and the Canadians, and you're going to see that kind of start to percolate down into the United States somewhat. I don't think we're going to carry on like they're doing in Canada.
Well,
you know, like anything else, once you're in a fight, you want to win it.
Canada has got a loyal leader of the opposition called Candace Bergen, and she's a gal, good-looking blonde-haired lady, and she's really tough, and she's talking tough. Kyle, you want to get in on this?
Yeah, I do. I think that what's happening, of course, with the truckers and the message that they have is going to percolate down to all the people. And they have no reason to believe that somehow the truckers are going off the deep end on this thing. They know where all the products come from. They know how they get to the stores. And so I think that the Biden administration, of course, the Canadian government, but the Biden administration also will have a very hard time trying to spin their way out or try to wordsmith it to make it look as though, you know, the truckers are just not credible in this case, or their cause is so horrible. They won't be able to message their way out of this kind of thing because people will side with the truckers.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, there's nothing more blue-collar than a truck driver, and a lot of those truck drivers, not as much as it used to be, but a lot of them are Teamsters. And he's going to bring back good-paying union jobs. He'll end up destroying those jobs.
Yeah.
That's Joe Biden.
Okay, well, Dan, we got to run here. The music's coming up in my ear here, but always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, you and Kyle have a good morning.
Thanks very much. Okay, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus. And Kyle, Dan brings up a lot of very interesting points. And again, truckers at one time, it was a Teamster job predominantly. That has since gone away. There's a lot of independent drivers out there. And they do have representation. It's not like they're out there and there's nobody representing them. There's an organization called the Owner Operator Independent Driver Association. Now, besides being a retired Teamster, I also am a life member of that organization, and I did that because I support equal opportunity. I don't care if you're a union guy or not. If you want to work and you're good and you can fit the muster, you should be able to work.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Yep. So we had a lot of ours wasn't a clothes shop when I had my company. You wanted to be a Teamster and drive for me, you could. If you didn't want to be, didn't matter because you were going to get paid the same sort of stuff that the Teamsters were.
Yeah, and it's the work that, you know, keep up with the work and do your job, exactly.
Yeah, now I'm looking at some pictures of the border, and I'm looking at the trucks that are backed up for miles. Miles. They got the border shut down. Three lanes of traffic and two lanes are loaded with trucks at a dead standstill.
Yes, amazing, yeah.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report, speaking of the truckers, and we will be right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break. Got an interesting weather forecast tonight for some areas, so don't go anywhere. I shall return, and right on, right on, right on. You keep it going there, truckers, keep it going.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Trucker's Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Bottom
so that the dancers just won't hide.
Stone back in the day, dance to the music. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah,
by the way, we're going to dedicate that song. You ready?
I'm ready.
That goes out to Ms. Rosemary over there in Clearwater, who called me during the break. I had to be a little short with her because I was working with three computers.
Well, that's right. But what a great thing to hear from Ms. Rosemary. That's amazing.
Yep.
Great to hear from her.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll talk another time. But boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, you know, when it rains, it pours. But I've got three computers I have to operate during the break to do certain things to the show with. So I was going from one to the other to the other. So there you go. All right, well, let's take a look at the weather here because we do have a little statement to make here before we get into the weather. Now, we do have a situation, again, where unseasonable heat out there where Kyle is, out in California, through Sunday may result in all sorts of problems with widespread record high temperatures and possibly some other problems to come along too. There's going to be periods of mixed rain and snow expected from the northern plains all the way to the Great Lakes over the next couple of days. I can see it developing right now up there in northern Michigan as well as around Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. So be advised that's going to happen. And of course, there will be some flooding in different areas where the rain's going to be. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. As you mentioned, the excessive heat advisories still going on in Southern California. We also have some wind advisories that are going to kick up in the Southern California area as well. It's going to be unseasonably warm. We're talking 80s, high 80s, maybe even low 90s in some places. So be prepared for that. It's February, folks, and it's super, going to be super hot in California. Other than that, of course, we're looking at a pretty quiet map tonight. We do have some high wind watches up in northern Montana. We've been seeing a lot of wind up there recently. This is going to be north of Great Falls up towards the Canadian border. And as we said, a pretty quiet map tonight. So we'll take a look at this day in weather history. In Moran, Wyoming, Captain, back in 1933, the temperature plunged to 63 degrees below zero, making that a state record at the time. That's set by the Grand Teton National Park. And but at least it's cold, but it's not 63 degrees below zero. So
well,
that's good.
It's not as cold as it was up in Alaska over the weekend either. 91 below zero.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 91 below zero. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yep. Now, let me take a look here. Over to the east, folks, we have some unsettled weather conditions tonight in South Dakota that reaches over into Wyoming over there, just east of Nebraska, just east of Omaha. So that's wind and possibly even some rain moving into the mix. But as I said, up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we do have what looks like snow developing there. We've got some windy conditions up along the lakes, Superior and Huron. We've got some snow starting in right now up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. That is going to continue to develop. We also have an area of snow starting down in Ohio right now with the way the wind's blowing. We will probably have some lake effect out of this, as well as up there, Watertown, New York, towards the Thousand Islands Bridge. We got an unsettled area up in there, too. Now, way up in the northeastern corner of Maine, if you're going up there to load French fries in Presque Isle or Caribou, you have got some snow up there, so be advised that's where it's at tonight. And we do have some unsettled weather conditions for windy conditions coming down I-95, especially in Massachusetts, Kyle. A lot of wind whipping through Massachusetts along the ocean side there right now. Now, moving down south, you're going to have some fog along the southern coast of Jersey, along Delaware, along Maryland, also down there around Norfolk, Virginia. Going to have some more fog when you get down into North Carolina and South Carolina. And we've got an area down there right now from about Myrtle Beach over to I-95 down towards Savannah where we have some moisture in the air. Because of the temperatures that are up there, it could be borderline freezing. It could be freezing drizzle like we had last night in some areas. And I will tell you that it's cold tonight down here in Florida, and it will be for a couple of nights. Now, we also have, Kyle, fog along the Gulf of Louisiana from the Slidell area down to New Orleans, and then all the way over, almost, anyway, all the way over to the central part of Louisiana, down right there along the water. And then we have some fog down there in South Texas tonight, too. So, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, Valentine's Day is coming up, so if you're out on the road, yes, if you're out on the road and you're heading home and you want to get something for your Valentine, don't forget, Pilot and Flying J have a great selection of all kinds of great merchandise that you can select from. Remember back during the Christmas time, you were able to do some shopping there and so forth as well. Also, if you want to send your favorite trucker Valentine a gift card, an e-gift card, there would be in-store now, simply go to pilotflyingj.com. And when you stop into the Pilot or Flying J and you get that great cup of coffee, first of all, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. If you haven't already, you'll start earning points on everything that you buy at Pilot and Flying J. You can track those points with the My Rewards Plus app for other great offers. Just go to pilotflyingj.com to get the whole thing started. We'll see you there.
Yeah, by the way, if you use your points to get, like, let's say, a Tervis tumbler cup, and you want to get a cold soda in the middle of the night or an iced tea or something like that, because not everybody's drinking coffee, you can do that too, and they treat it as a refill.
Very cool. Exactly.
Yep. And, of course, you can get the cup based on the points that you get, and, of course, the more fuel you buy, the more points you get.
Exactly right. And after just six fills, you can start earning 4 points per gallon. Now try that with 15 with the other guys.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on the other side of the news break here. So don't go anywhere. Hour number two, right around the corner. We will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.